This is episode 12 of Let's Talk Tinnitus. Today I'm going to be answering some quickfire questions about tinnitus and my experience. I'm also going to be sharing with you a snippet from Otto's webinar that I was in last week. Hey everyone, how are you all doing? I hope that your tinnitus journey is going well and you are feeling positive and you're doing good. And thank you so much for clicking on my podcast. If you're new here, my podcast is all about being positive with tinnitus and learning to live with it happily, because I often find that we're always so caught up in trying to find a cure, and I was anyway at the start of my journey. I don't know about you guys, but after hearing there's no cure and your doctor saying there's nothing you can do, it kind of forces you into this mindset of thinking this can't be right, and you Google things and, you know, you just got to learn to live with it. And obviously you've got to go to the doctor and check if there is a cause making tinnitus as a symptom, and then you get that sorted. But if there is no known cause, which is very, very, very common for a lot of us, including myself, then this is the step that you need to take. You need to take that step to reach tinnitus habituation. And if you've not came across habituation, the word habituation, before, it basically means you no longer have a negative response to tinnitus. So, for example, you can habituate to the sound of a plane. Like, you know, when a plane is taking off, it's really, really loud, but you eventually just get used to it and you just live your best life on a plane, you know? You can sleep, it's fine. And that's exactly what the journey I've been on has been like. You know, I used to think about my tinnitus all the time. It used to bother me so much, but now it's not a second thought in my mind. It's still there, exactly how it used to be, but I now just have a positive response, and I honestly can get on with my day without it distracting me. So welcome if you're new. That's just a brief overview. If you want to know more about myself, just have a scroll through the podcast, or you can check out the social links that are in the description. So I just wanted to come on here today and just answer some quick fire questions. So I went on an Otto webinar last week and it was so good. Like, talking one-on-one with you guys and just getting questions answered that you guys have been wondering, and wondering about how the heck I am in the situation where I'm living happily with tinnitus. It was really, really fun to do. Like, I used to be in such a state with tinnitus. I used to be so negative all the time, and this time last year I would not believe that I'm in the state I am now, like living with it and really not thinking too much about it. And it is amazing, and I just want to share all of my advice and guidance. But yeah, also keep in mind you must go to an ENT. Yes, a lot of you guys have had bad experiences with ENTs, so have I. For example, I went to an ENT and they were like, yeah, I have tinnitus too, like you can live with it, it's fine. With like no specific guidance. It's crazy, but you must go and find out if there is any underlying cause for your tinnitus before listening to me and my habituation advice and how to live happily with it. Yeah, that's just a little disclaimer there. So let me go straight into it and answer a few of your questions. How did you realize the constant ringing in your ears was not normal? Okay, so this is a question that I've had so many times, and it is so valid, because I've had it my whole life, and you would have thought that I would never think of silence. I would never think that I'm any different to anyone else, but it's really the opposite of that, because I started asking questions at a young age, like to my friends, saying like, can you hear that sound in silence? And I'd be like, no, I can't. What are you on about? You're crazy. And it didn't really bother me when I was younger, and that was until I went through lockdown and became more at one with myself as such. Like, I would go on walks and I would start to realize, damn, like this ringing is kind of not normal. Like, surely like not everyone is living with this, and have I been drew the short straw in life? Honestly, it got me down. And then straight after lockdown I went into university, and that's when my tinnitus really, really started affecting me. It started affecting like my mental health and socializing. And university is all about like making friends for life, as people would say. And I didn't want it to stop me from doing that, but it did. Like, I isolated myself so much in university because of my tinnitus. So I'd go out clubbing and then I'd get back and it'd be like a 2-week hangover because of this tinnitus. I couldn't hear my phone at max volume when I was trying to mask it. I couldn't hear someone 1 foot in front of me having a conversation. It was a nightmare. Like, I could not socialize, and this would last for like 2 weeks. I'd be isolated, depressed, and that would just fuel my tinnitus so much. I'd blame everything on my tinnitus in that moment. And that's when I realized, look, like, I need help. This is not normal. So that's how I realized it's not normal. But then obviously I went through the Googling phase. Like, all of you guys have probably done that. Googling, like, how do I cure tinnitus? What's the cure? There is no cure. And it's actually not normal, but it's very, very, very common to have tinnitus. 1 in 7 people in the UK have tinnitus, and 30% of people worldwide have it. So you're not alone. The next question that someone asked me was, how do you deal with the fear of going out and attending social events with tinnitus just spiking after? And this is such a good question, because I often, like, used to think to myself, oh, I'm not going to go out tonight because, like, I know tinnitus is going to, like, really annoy me the next day or the next week or the next 2 weeks. So I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to go out because, you know, it's just going to be a massive, like, issue for me. And, well, there's so many ways to go around this, because you often get, like, tinnitus fluctuations. Well, for many people, it's due to, like, anxiety or stressful situations, and that can really make your tinnitus bad. And I found that, like, CBT coping mechanisms and breathing exercises have helped me really calm down and manage my stress, like, when it comes to things like this. So I was particularly stressed about going back to uni. I go back to uni on the 2nd of October, and I'm going to start all my lectures again. And I was so anxious about going to these lecture halls because they are so quiet, which means my tinnitus is going to be so loud. And I often used to sit in lecture theatres and not be able to hear anything the lecturer was saying because my tinnitus would just overpower it. And so what do I do about this fear, and what do I do about this situation in general? Hearing aids are a big investment. If you get hearing aids, it's going to improve your social life. I'm not just saying that, it's so amazing. Like, half the time I don't wear them because I don't really feel like I need them. But when I do have times of need where I'm like, yes, I think today I'm going to benefit from my hearing aid, it's just like having a lifeline, you know? It's like you have something to rely on and pick them up, put them in, and you just feel more confident in yourself. And you know that going out to a lecture theatre, for example, is not going to be a waste of your time. But when it comes to, like, social events or attending, like, concerts or cinemas, hearing protection, once you realise how important and effective hearing protection is, then you're going to have so much more confidence. Like, I used to go out and just pay the price because I was like, you know what, hearing protection isn't going to do anything, silly of me. And I get back and it's just a nightmare. It's so loud, like 100 times louder than it usually is. But no, hearing protection is absolutely insane. I think you really do get what you pay for when it comes to hearing protection, and you've got to really look at the decibels, like how much it reduces it by. But since wearing hearing protection, I've literally eliminated the fluctuations from loud environments. So I highly recommend you check out some hearing protection. I do recommend Loop. I've got a discount code on the link in my description. They are brilliant. They basically protect the clarity of your voice. So when you're talking to someone, you can actually carry on the conversation rather than, like, not being able to hear what you're saying and thinking you're sounding funny. They're really good. They're great. Is it normal to have tinnitus that's more loud than the normal for a few days or weeks? So I'm guessing this question is about, like, tinnitus spikes and fluctuations. And honestly, it is very common for tinnitus to vary in intensity from everyone that I've spoke to. Like, it's a very, very universal thing. But it's so important to understand what's normal for you. It could be down for stress, congestion, sleep deprivation, higher blood pressure that's causing these fluctuations. But it's always best to be safe to consult with a medical professional to make sure that these aren't underlying health conditions or anything to worry about. So because of that, I'm not going to repeat myself. I'm going to play you a small snippet of the webinar from last week. If you want to listen to the full 45 minutes, it's on YouTube and I've linked in the description. Make sure you like the webinar recording on YouTube and leave a comment if you've came from the podcast, because it'll be really interesting to see. So I'm going to play the snippet for you now. I hope you enjoy.
How much of an impact does your tinnitus have on your life at the moment?
Very little, very little. So if I could like put it into like out of 10, for example, this time last year, it was 10 out of 10 impact in my life off the scale. I was isolating myself. I was literally not doing as much as I could with my life. I wanted to get all these things achieved and I couldn't do anything because my tinnitus was making me feel so trapped and depressed and not looking after myself because of it. And now it's like, honestly, I would say it's like a two. I would say it's a two. And that's like pushing it because I know that my tinnitus is there, it's a part of me, but it doesn't define me. And because I know so much about it now, I can live happily with it because I know it's not going to hurt me. It's just there, you know? It's not the second thought in my mind.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you, Karis. That's really, really interesting stories. Thank you for taking us through that, and thank you for being so open as well. I'm sure that's a really inspiring story for people to hear. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for putting your questions in the Q&A. We're going to work through these. So, question from Diane. What did you find most helpful in the Otto program to tune out tinnitus?
Oh, there's so much that helps me. So the app is just a great toolkit to have. I still use it now for sleep. I just go on a program when I feel like it. Sometimes I don't even go through an order. I just choose the one that I find will work best in that moment. I mean, just talking about tinnitus and my concerns to a trained professional helped me so much to get things off my mind and answered, because obviously you'd go onto Google and type things in there, but you'd get unreliable answers and you would never know if they're true. And even if you do Google something and there's like a positive answer, in the back of your mind, you're still thinking, this might not be true. This might not be true. And it would still stress you out unconsciously. So just getting my questions answered by professionals really, really helped.
Got it. Okay, so the kind of the one-on-one support with Anna. Okay, and great question here from Karen. How long after using Otto did you start to feel it was working? So I suppose you could split that into the app and then the working one-on-one with Anna.
So with the app, honestly, I'd say instantly, very subtly, but instantly. So as soon as I opened the app, I felt reassured that there are people out there actually doing something for tinnitus. And as I went through these programs, I started to feel better and I started to learn more about tinnitus. It wasn't like when you're on the app, you know, it's not like a lecture. It's like a nice podcast, a nice thing you can engage with. And it's given you like this information from a trained professional, and you can start to understand your tinnitus more. And obviously there's like relaxation things that you can do on there. There's everything you could ever want for tinnitus on there. There's like a sound meter. I've used that a few times. There's so much, and that really helped me, honestly, very, very quickly. But to take it that one step further, that's when Anna was very, very helpful. So it got to the point with the app where I was like, right, I want to talk to like these people one on one, because Lily is so like, her voice is great and like it's given me all this information, but I just need to talk to this person one on one to give my own questions and get my own personal questions answered. Because obviously still at the back of my mind, I was still thinking my tinnitus is worse than anyone else that has tinnitus. So when I started speaking to Anna, I told her all of my concerns, and once I got them answered, I felt instantly relieved. I realized that so many people think the same way as me, and it's not just me with tinnitus this bad. Like, we can all get through it. Oh,
Great. So
so with
it's
like Anna, it was like after the first session, I was already feeling amazing. And then when it got to the third, I was like, okay, like let me learn some more of these techniques. And that's when I just kept
yeah.
going on the sessions.
Okay, so what I heard was that you felt better after session one, but you started noticing improvements after session three, perhaps.
100%. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Good question here from Phil. Do you still wear your hearing aids, even though you've habituated?
I do. So I have my hearing aids as like a bit of a lifeline, to be honest. So when I was really struggling with tinnitus in second year of uni, I'd realized that I can't hear people one foot in front of me. I can't have a conversation. I literally couldn't even hear my phone on max volume because it was that loud. And at that point, I was like, well, I need hearing aids. They're not going to cure my tinnitus, but they're going to amplify everything around me to just overpower it from my tinnitus. So in conversations, I use them. And in lecture theatres, I use them because they really help. So if someone's like whispering to me, I wouldn't be able to hear them, but with my hearing aids, I'll be able to hear them.
Okay, so you use your hearing aids, I suppose, more for the actual hearing, not to mask the tinnitus.
Yeah,
Okay,
they do
got
have
it.
a masker on there, but for some reason, like I just find it like too much. There's too much going on, like because they amplify all of the sounds that I couldn't hear before. It's like a masker anyway.
Got it. Really interesting question here from anonymous attendee, who says thanks for sharing your story. So this person has a unilateral tinnitus for 5 months, and it sounds like they're still kind of in the kind of the phase that you mentioned where they're looking for a cure, and they're asking, they're kind of thinking, okay, I've got two routes to go down. I can either keep looking for a cure, osteopathy, physical therapy, that kind of thing, or I can focus on habituation. I can focus on things that will get me to habituation quickly, like CBT. What would your thoughts be on that? Which one, what do you think they should do?
Well, if you're suffering with like neck problems and you know it's nothing that's really like threatening your health as such, and you've spoke to a medical professional and it's like the tightness of your muscles, then talking to Anna would be very, very beneficial for you because she knows so many different exercises. And I don't even have like tense muscles or anything around here, but doing these exercises and the breathing exercises together with Anna guiding you through is very, very helpful. But yeah, I would definitely like the habituation, like even if your tinnitus doesn't go away because you're doing these exercises, you can still learn habituation, you can learn to live with it. So you're basically like doing two things to help yourself, and it's not like a huge effort, it's so beneficial.
That makes sense completely. And just to clarify, guys, we're not this is we're not able to give medical advice. So Karis isn't giving medical advice here specific to your situation. This is just kind of a general advice. So I suppose summary there is you would recommend focusing on habituation. I suppose the thing from my perspective is that the more kind of that you continue kind of looking for a cure and having that hope that your tinnitus might go away, in our experience, it actually slows the habituation process down because you're not focusing on changing a reaction to tinnitus. You're focusing on actually just trying to get rid of the tinnitus, which may not happen. It's possible, as Karis has said though, guys, it's, you can live the life that you had before your tinnitus started. You can have that, get that life back. The only difference is that, if you listen for it with intent, your tinnitus is there. Like I can hear my tinnitus now if I listen for it deliberately, but otherwise it just doesn't bother me. Okay, so guys, some really great questions. Keep them coming. We're gonna do our best to get through these. Question for Maxine: how do you deal with spikes?
How do I deal with spikes? So, the first thing I do, well, currently, actually, I'm having a spike right now, and it's not affecting me that much, to be honest, like at all. The negative emotions I would have at the start of the year, if I'm having a spike like I am now, would be terrible. So, what I do is I journal, I write things down, write exactly how I'm feeling, what I've ate, what I'm going to do tomorrow. Positive thoughts, because if I'm thinking negatively, I'm just going to get more and more stressed. So, what I would suggest to you is go onto YouTube, listen to some relaxing sounds, and just let your mind wander or just keep busy. And although keeping busy is great, don't overwork yourself, don't pressure yourself to do these things, but also rest can be very beneficial. But I cannot sleep for the life of me without some white noise. Like white noise is my complete savior, and it masks it perfectly, which is the biggest relief. And often people say to me, like, why do you listen to noise? Like you've already got like a noise going on in your head. It's that sense of control where you can press a button and the noise goes on and it goes off when you press the button. Whereas with my tinnitus, you can't do that. And it is stressful, isn't it? But just know that your tinnitus spike will subside. It will eventually go back down to a regular like noise. It often does, and if it doesn't, speak to a medical professional if it's not normal for you, and don't isolate yourself. Go out for a walk and try and talk as much as you can to people, because isolating yourself is only going to make you more and more like depressed and down.
Thanks, Karis. Okay, so I'm gonna try and do some for the next few minutes, we're gonna do some quick fire questions. So I'm going to challenge you to just give a sentence answer so we can
I
get
can
through as many
talk
as
for ages,
possible.
sorry.
No, don't worry. It's really interesting. I just want to get through as many as possible. So, question from Karen: did you have hearing loss without realizing, without knowing?
I didn't know I had hearing loss, but I went and got my hearing tested, and I actually have a cookie bite hearing loss, which is mid-range. So because my tinnitus is that same frequency as the outside, that's what's causing the cookie loss, hearing bite. Hearing, yeah, you know what I mean.
Thanks. Yep. Great. Also, so, guys, if you haven't had a hearing test yet, go and get a hearing test. Question from Gareth: does your tinnitus bass level get louder after being in loud environments?
Yes, it does, but hearing protection stops that.
Yes. So wear hearing protection if you're going to a loud environment. So, Jill, we've answered your question. Gareth does still wear the hearing aids. Question here. So, question from guest: do you still hear your tinnitus all the time, or do you tune it out? Is it tuned out right now?
Well, I hear it all the time, but what's tuned it out is my emotions towards it. So it's not stressing me out, which means I can still live my life positively. Whereas before, I would be hearing it all the time. I would be literally listening into it. Whereas now, it's just another thought in my mind that I don't touch on.
Okay, so it's kind of like it's there if you listen for it,
It's there if I
but
listen for it. But if I'm talking to you guys, it's not there.
you're
It
not
doesn't
aware.
bother me. It doesn't affect anything.
Fine. So you're kind of you're not aware of it, I suppose.
No.
It's yeah, got it. So question from Victoria. When you started to have easier days after starting Otto, what techniques did you use when the tinnitus would unexpectedly ramp up? Okay, so this is something really common that people get. So they'll have a good few days, and then their tinnitus, for whatever reason, an unknown reason, will suddenly just start to get louder again. Did that happen to you, Karis? And if that did happen, like what did you use when your tinnitus, you had a bad day with your tinnitus?
Yeah, so with Anna, I was instantly like relieved, like talking about it after the third session. I was already feeling better. But I would still always have bad days. But I would now apply things that Anna told me to these spikes. So I now have like a toolkit in my mind of things I can just throw out there to help myself. So you've got to have that mental toolkit to be able to help yourself with these fluctuations.
So I'm going to end the webinar snippet there. I hope that you enjoyed listening to that. And remember, if you want to listen to the full 45 minutes, it's in the description below. I really hope that uplifted you guys and made you understand that there is a way out from the negativity from tinnitus. And I always spread all this information, and it's like a passion of mine because I was always searching in my worst days for someone to be saying all these things. So I hope that it's just uplifting you guys, and I'm always down for a chat on Instagram, because talking to you guys really, really helps me too. So thank you very much, and I'll see you in my next podcast.